This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. In the latest news from Ukraine, television station Ukraine 24 is reporting at least three blasts were heard in the western city of Lviv on Friday. A short video showed a plume of smoke rising on the horizon. Meanwhile, U.S. President Joe Biden, who described Russian President Vladimir Putin as a murderous dictator, is expected to speak by phone with Chinese President Xi Jinping on Friday. Mr. Biden is expected to say that China will bear responsibility for any actions it takes to support Russia's aggression, this according to U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. China has declined to comment to condemn Russia's action in Ukraine or call it an invasion. It says it recognizes Ukraine's sovereignty, but says Russia has legitimate security concerns that should be addressed. Blinken says the United States, which this week announced $800 million in new military aid to Kyiv, is concerned China is considering directly assisting Russia with military equipment to use in Ukraine. Once again, the words of Antony Blinken, U.S. Secretary of State. Also Friday, Japan and Australia announced separate measures sanctioning Russian individuals and organizations, including two oligarchs with links to Australia's mining industry. The measures include Russia's state-owned arms exporter, its finance ministry, and central bank. And the UN Human Rights Office in Geneva said it had recorded 2,032 civilian casualties in Ukraine, 780 people killed, 1,252 injured. The UN also says some 3.2 million civilians have fled to neighboring countries. You can keep up with all the news.